Blog Talk Radio.
Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion in kwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother. O honorable church, thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. Don't be a table in front of me in the presence of my enemy. That I anoint my head with oil. My cup run it over. Not the more the pressure where we bear, or we deal with the struggle out there. Uno corrupt it thinking it no fear. Uno judgment is in near. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. He dead rope on you them. Babylon, you want me shoot them. Tell him a bobo, he'll go make Emmanuel recruit them. Them never know when me a trot. When me used to step it with me back. Me spot them a susu and a trot. And a girl look me deep. Tell me and go drop them that the lane. Them a set up for me, but me give man can't claim. Deep in at the pet them a go shame. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. Don't prepare a table in front of me in the presence of my enemy. That I anoint my head with oil. My cup run is over. Not the more the pressure where we bear, or we deal with the struggle out there. Uno corrupt it thinking it no fear. Uno judgment is in near. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. Jah, deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High Jah, deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
ይህ ቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on above Jerusalem. Like mountains on above Jerusalem.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
When I say more, you say fire! More
fire! King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is the Kalonja passing through. So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
Selassie is my light and my salvation. So no evil I shall fear with the king beside me. Element, set it!
I set glory to the Most High,
the Most High
above everything you're doing.
Praise
the Most High, I'm on Zion High,
this is where I'm going.
Praise to the Most High,
the Most High
above each and every blessing.
Praise
to the Most High, I and I give glory to the prophet, to the priest and me. And this is why man I chant and wherever you're planted, be like men creation, the bring him and stand it. Babylon and them up for your bastards. Man a rebel for life, not a man, I just see me rampant. Enough time to Lucifer don't try to tempt me. Enough time me could abide the dreams of the Bentley. A lucky thing, me never answer to what you don't set me, cause only I alone and I can't ask me.
Glory to the Most High,
the Most High for everything you're doing.
Glory
to the Most High, I'm on Zion, yes,
this is where I'm going.
Bush and see come on and gather. Together we can all make it by the blessings of the Most High Jah. And this is what man a pray for, cause life is a treasure. Give up belong backward, belong to Caesar. Sure when me come from me go dash with the Caesar. They don't have no precept, no for them moving to Pisa. Even them my artists can't even speak more than a cheaper. Them just start to lock, just start one feet move up like Caesar. What kind of attitude is
higher
than the birds? Glory to the Most High,
the Most High
Jah for everything you're doing.
Glory
to the Most High, I'm on Zion,
this is where I'm dwelling.
Glory to the Most High,
the Most High
Jah for each and every morning.
Glory
to the Most High, I and I give glory to the prophet, to the priest and the king. And this is why man are chanting wherever you're planted. Men creation, the bring him and stand it. Hey, Babylon and them up free up and stand it. Man a rebel feel like not a
you're not just to be rampant.
Enough time to Lucifer can try to tempt me. Enough time me could have died the dance of the Bentley. A lucky thing, me never answer to what
העולם. תרים את הראש ותמיד תדרוש שלום מלבך ותבין ש... זה לא סתם נולדנו ולא סתם אנחנו כאן ולא סתם הלכנו במדבר 40 שנה לא סתם נלחמנו להיות עם עם מדינה לקרוא לה ישראל והנה זה קורה לה לא סתם נולדנו ולא סתם אנחנו כאן ולא סתם הלכנו במדבר 40 שנה לא סתם נלחמנו להיות עם עם מדינה לקרוא לה ישראל
strangers among the house of Israel and keep the traditions of Israel and keep the faith of Israel and keep the covenant of Israel. Ah, here I am, the King of Israel. Blessed Lord. But we was with him from the first time. That is why we know him.
Passive aggressive to Zion, Ethiopia. Amen, I'm with them in the Emperor's name. Recession I shall not plumb to the slaughter again. Yeah. Waiting for the song after the know the rumor, the rage. Just an defender, a defender. Just an defender, a balancer. Between the thorns and the battles of peace, as well as demonstrated your inner Chacha Ada. Poverty and riches, both them have them extreme. Players who republic them regarded reveal. Apprehension created a scientific esteem. In the streets it's mostly jealousies and materialities. When everything lines up and meet in center stream, Jah have a defender, just an a defender. Most of the righteous in the heart and deed. People have been aware of the most extreme. Equity and fullness of the in between. Jah have a defender, defender. I am defender of Zion. The prayers of the right choice are very much. Look how much crystal they have, the path of the doctor. Man still hold a shalom and a answer. It's the Abir and the Musinega. I am the defender of Zion. His will and his temple in a light manner. The man them will defend Jehovah was seen as OG gangster. By woman land. John the Baptist, yeah, I attack on Yahushua. John Psalm 69 verse 4, yeah. John Psalm 69 verse 5, yeah. John 30 and 31 of 69 Psalm, yeah. I'm an a defender. I'm an a defender of Zion, yeah.
Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune Zebesamayat, Yitkadda Simika, Timsat Mengistika, Weikun Fakareka, Bekama Besamai Kamahu Bemedir, Sisayene, Zalele, Elitene, Habene Yom, Hedig Leni, Abesane, Wagagayene, Kemene Hineni, Nhedig Lezi Abese Lene. Itaabiane, Igzio, Wester Mansut, Allah de Hanene, Ovalehane, Imkulu, Okui, Ismi, Ziake, Ye Itamangus Hail, Wasubhatla Alam, Alam, Amen. Amharic Abata Chinhoi, Besamaye Mutanor, Semeik Eddas, Mangustertimta, Fakade Besamind Honech, Indihumba Medir Tuhun, Ye Elet and Gelachinin Sit Anzare, Bedelachinin Mikurbelen, In Yami Badalu, Yik Erdemenil. አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተናትና ኃይልም ክብር መስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide.
So we just burn them evil concepts, go after death is a destruction to the humanity. So may I say, what do I want to know now? Hey, check this, chop.
Jaja city, Jaja town, them off it on it in a cowboy town, all. We look on low. Jaja city, Jaja town, them off it on it in a dead man town, all. We look on low.
It's a junk on chalk of fish and brown. We now are no more than in a town. This a happy gospel of kids, we got happy out. We now want no more dead body. Well, Mr. Joe kill quick. We now want no more hit. We now want no more grave. We now want no more casket. Well, life we promote, which is righteousness. So don't get a lick. We now look and go. Jaja city, Jaja town. Them want be turning in a cold white town. Aye. We now look and go. Bloody city, bloody town. Want turn it in a rude white town. Aye. We now look and go. Them a tell me how them call. Big 45 we shoot out them brother mole. No pass it them cold like up at the North Pole. So them shoot down the hung, shoot down the hole. Shoot down the puss and all the dog and the fall. Every weekend them take our next payroll. Out of man pocket them shoot out Bill Paul. This Marcus Yard in a fed up he go roll. Look out now. Jaja city, Jaja town, them a be turning in a cowboy town, aye. Look out, oh. Jaja city, Jaja town, them a be turning in a dead man town, aye. Them think them reach the ultimate, yo. But them no reach nowhere yet, aye. Them get caught in a internet. A society, I tell me them a intellect. Them promote too much debt. Look out, oh. Jaja city, Jaja town. Them a turn it in a bad man town, aye. When I look at no Jaja city, Jaja town. Them a be turn it in a cowboy town, aye. Mark up your vision, 10 miles out of the city, aye. It a go get to Smithy. One is a John amigo, one Miss Smithy. One all the shot amigo, one all the hitty. No fuck with them kill man, without pity. Wrong kind of sip me, I'll go catch them a sippy. Shoot them, licky licky them sicky. Rastafari, judgment, we slew all. Yo, Jaja city, Jaja town. Them a connect in a cowboy town, aye. Look at them, bloody city, bloody town. Turn it in a rude white town, aye. Aye. Them niggas shot down in the east. Tell them to hold the peace. We don't want no more coffin. We don't want no more east. We're like we are from...
For this double course, 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 double course. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Hear, 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 Shema Israel. Give ear and hear, O Israel, O Israel, O Israel, O Israel, O Israel. This Torah portion reading and feeding, 42nd Rastafari sabbatical study. Hear, 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 this manna, this angel's bread, picking up with the Mem Beit, Mem Beit, Mem Beit, the 42nd weekly Torah portion reading and feeding here, Nainai Rastafari sabbatical study, and here for this Shabbat strong, picking up with the fourth book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 30. Concerning the law of vows, the law of vows. And here, 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 Shema, give ear. Here is the Rishon Aliyah, the first reading, the first up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat. Shabbat, 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 Matot, 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 Matot. Tribes, Sabbath of the tribes. Matot Hamatot, the tribes. Here, here, here for the Rishon Aliyah, picking up with Numbers chapter 30. B'shem Ha'am, where Habein, where Ruacha, Kadosh, Yahuwah, Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one. The law of vows. Compare and contrast with Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 to 37. But here, 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 in the KJV, we pick up with the first verse in the Chumash Synagogue Torah, and in the Hebrew, we pick up with the second verse in the Hebrew corresponding to KJV, the King James Version, and the Western English translations to Numbers chapter 30, verse 1. Vaydaber Moshe illa Rashi Hamatot libnei Yisrael leimor ze hadavar asher tziwah Yahuwah. And Moshe spake, and Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes. Vaydaber Moshe il Rashi Hamatot, il Rashi Hamatot, the tribes, concerning the children of Yisrael, Livnei Yisrael Leimor, saying, this is the thing, this is the thing, this is the thing which Yahweh, which Jehovah hath commanded. Ze hadavar asher tziwah Yahweh. If a man vow a vow to Jehovah, to he who be, we be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. Is a woman also vow a vow, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's bait, in her father's house, in her youth, and her father hear her vow and her bond wherewith she hath bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand. But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth not any of her vows or of her bonds wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand, and Yahweh Jehovah shall forgive her because her father disallowed her. And if she had at all an husband when she vowed, or uttered aught out of her lips wherewith she bound her soul, and her husband heard it, and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it, then her vows shall stand, and her bonds wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vows which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, of none effect. And Yahweh and Jehovah shall forgive her. But every vow of a widow and of her that is divorced, wherewith they have bound their souls, shall stand against her. And if she vowed in her husband's bait, her husband's house, or bound her soul by a bond with an oath, and her husband heard it, and held his peace at her, and disallowed her not, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband hath utterly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatsoever proceedeth out of her lips concerning her vows, or concerning the bond of her soul, of her nephesh, of her psyche, shall not stand. Her husband hath made them void, and Yahweh Jehovah shall forgive her.
Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the psyche, the nefesh, the soul, her husband may establish it or her husband may make it void. But if her husband altogether hold his peace at her from day to day, then he establisheth all her vows or all her bonds which are upon her. He confirmeth them because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard them. But if he shall anyways make them void after that he heard them, then he shall bear her iniquity. These are the statutes which Yahweh Jehovah commanded Moshe, Moses, between a man and Ishto and his wife, between the father and his daughter, being yet in her youth, in her father's bed, in her father's house. Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, hear. Give ear and hear. Here is the Sheni Aliyah, the second offering up, the second reading here for this Shabbat Matot, fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 31. The judgment on Midian. The judgment on Midian. Compare and contrast with Numbers chapter 25, verses 6 to 18. But here, 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 for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second reading, the second up offering, offering up, Anafora, for this Shabbat Matot, Numbers chapter 31. Vaydaber Yahweh el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spake to Moshe, Moses, leimor, saying, Nikoma nikamata bnei Israel neitaha midayanim achada teasef illa ameka. Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites. Nikoma nikamata bnei Israel. Afterward shalt thou be gathered to thy people. Nikom nikamata bnei Yisrael me'etaha midayanim achar me'aseifa il ameka. Afterward thou shalt be gathered to thy people. Achar te'aseif il ameka. And Moses, Moshe, spake to her arm the people, lemor, saying, arm some of yourselves to the war, and let them, and make them go against the Midianites, and avenge Yahweh Jehovah of Midian. Of every tribe a thousand throughout all the tribes of Israel shall ye, y'all, send to the war. So there were delivered out of the thousands of Israel a thousand of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war. And Moshe, Moses, Musa, sent them to the war, a thousand of every tribe, them and Phinehas, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar HaKohen, of Eleazar the priest, to the war, with the holy instruments, the Ayla instruments, and the trumpets to blow in his hand. And they warred against the Midianites, as Yahweh Jehovah commanded Moshe, and they slew all the males, and they slew the kings of Midian, beside the rest of them that were slain, namely Evi, and Rechem, and Zor, and Hor, and Reba, five kings of Midian. Bilam, Balaam, also the son of Beor, they slew with the sword. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, took all the women of Midian captives, and their little ones, and took the spoil of all their cattle, and all their flocks, and all their goods, and they burnt all their cities wherein they dwelt, and all their goodly castles with fire. And they took all the spoil, and all the prey, both of men and of beasts. And they brought the captives and the prey and the spoil to Moshe, Moses, and Eleazar HaKohen, Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation, the aggregation, the Bnei Yisrael, to the camp at the plains of Moab, which are by Yarden, Jordan, near Jericho.
Look, O reason man,
here on this double portion. So we double portion. So we double portion. So yes, I here for this double portion. Look, reasonment here on this double portion. So we've completed and fulfilled the reading and the hearing of the reading for my
for this double portion. Double portion. Double.
Matot, the Hebrew for tribes. So this double portion here is tribes and journeys, Matot and Masai. So here, just a quick review right here, as the brethren and the sister and those who have the opportunity now to hear, hopefully catch on a replay, some very interesting points that often are overlooked because ones don't take the time to study. So here in I&I Fellowship, going over the readings and feedings, we begin to see the sense, the wisma, right, the direction, instruction. So here it begins off on vows in the Matot reading. Vows, the vengeance on Midian, the cleansing from the battle, the dividing, the booty, the spoils of war, and the land for the Reubenites and the Gadites, for the Reubenites and the Gadites. Now, as we just touched on briefly with the Reubenites and the Gadites, or the B'nai God, you know, we say as God, it's not like God, because that's how it's said in the Hebrew, God. The English pronunciation is Gad, but really, that's a weird vowel right there, but it's God, right? The children of God. Interesting, children of God is troop. God means troop. And Reuben means Reu, see y'all, seen, sight, Reu, speaking to a group of people, say, Rayu, Rayu, Rayu. We say, Rayu, Rastafari. See y'all, Rastafari. But in this sense of Reuben's name, Rayu, see y'all, it's a command to a bunch of ones and ones, right? To see, to look, to see. Bane, a son. So in that section is interesting, but that section actually wraps around in the theme with the beginning of the reading, and the beginning of the reading is at Numbers chapter 30, verse 2, where the law of vows, nedar, the nedarim, the law of vows, vows. If a man vow a vow to Jehovah, to he who be who he be, to Hashem, to the name, or swear an oath to bind nafsho, to bind his soul, his psyche, to bind her with a bond. The soul is feminine. Also got to speak on like the divine feminine throughout the Hebrew scriptures. It gets lost in translation, and the calcified pineal gland people for 400 years, they obviously didn't see it. If they saw it, they ignored it. This is why some will say, oh, we always speak about the man, the male, male. Where's the female? Well, if you study, you find wisdom. Wisdom is she. HaTorah, the Torah is she. The soul is she in the energetic divine double helix, you know, the male and the female, the polarity. But here it says, if a man vow a vow to Jehovah or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. Now, when you go to verse 3, it says, if a woman also vow a vow to Jehovah and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth. As we go on, we find that the statute right here basically says, the statute, right, says that, you know, between a man and his wife and between the father and his daughter, being yet in her youth. That's the clause right there, in her youth, right, in her father's house. So if she's in her youth in her father's house and her father hear her say something, I'm going to do this and that. And father hears it. Whenever he hears it, like whenever the husband hears it, right, if I hear my wife make a vow to Jah, right, to bind her soul, on the day I hear of it, say she did it yesterday, I hear it today, and I say, no, you know, basically I can disavow it. Now, of course, someone would say, oh, you see, that is sexist, and nah, fire bun that. That's the Western Gentile frame of mind. Notice this. Note this right here. When a man vows a vow, who can disavow the man's vow? According to Torah, according to Scripture, none. So that means if a man even presumptuously vows a vow, he got to pay, right? But now, the grace here is that if a woman, you know, when they say, well, women are more spiritual, or one may say, you know, the feelings, emotion, you know, one might say something, right? And it might really, you know, like they say, your mouth may write a check, proverbially speaking, that, you know, your blank can't cash, right? Now, I point this out in the beginning right here of the Matot reading to dove around to the fulfillment of the Matot reading concerning the 6th and 7th Aliyot, right, or the Torah portion 42 at chapter 32. Concerning the children of Reuben and the children of Gad. Now, let's just go over it a little bit, because sometimes we might hear these things, and even I and the fellowship from Shabuah to Shabuah, from Shana to Shana, from 7 to 7, the week to week, the Shabuah, and Shabuah Tov, here we're in a new Shabuah, new 7, right? So Shabuah Tov, Melkam, Ehud, blessed first day, the Yom HaRishon, right here for the Sunday service. We'll hear these things, and we might not pick up on it. And we might come across, we might hear a verse that, because of how it's translated, or how it sounds, or what it's saying, we're like, oh, man, you know, but don't really see the full context. So it's important that we begin to grow in grace and see the context of what's really being said right here. So we have the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half-tribe of Manasseh. They chose their inheritance. They chose their inheritance just outside the land. These are types of, some say, the world borderers. In other words, like in a New Testament Christian sense, it'd be the carnal, the fleshy Christians, the carnal-minded Christians. In other words, they don't go into, right, almost like the Pharisees and the scribes and them that Jason had bunned out. He said that the Pharisees and the scribes, that they had the keys of the kingdom because they were the keepers of the Torah, of the scriptures, direction, instruction. In other words, like we have our Bibles, and now with technology we can look things up in interlinear Bibles, and we can, if we're willing, we can study and grow and learn for I and I itself. We have access to it. But in them days, because of the printing, the writing, you know, people had to write out by hand on parchment, on scrolls, these things, they were usually kept amongst the Levites and amongst the priests. So it was usually during the high holy days, you know, where ones would, you know, come up from wherever they were, you know, to the holy place, wherever Jah said his name. And it's at those holy times that they were able to consult with the priests and the Levites, you know, about things they had question on. You know, I heard that Jah had said, did Jah say such and such? What does that mean? And the priests and the Levites could, you know, give them the counsel and go through the scriptures, so forth and so on. So we have access to the scriptures, you know, because of modern printing and technology where we can read and study these things. So now concerning the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, they chose their inheritance just outside the land. It's like ones and ones who, you know, they have faith in Jah and God and the Messiah and the Bible, you know, basically on what they have faith in, but they really don't go in. It's like when the Messiah said to the Pharisees and the scribes and those ones who had a responsibility, said that y'all have the keys of the kingdom. You have the scriptures. It's the keys of the kingdom, your law, direction, instruction. But y'all don't go in. Y'all don't go in like you go to some of these churches. They'll take a verse here or there, like your sin will find you out. Right? I've heard that a lot, and I've heard that applied to a lot of different things. But until we started to study, we found the right context. The right context is in Numbers chapter 32, right, verse 23. Interesting how those are mirror image 32, mirror image 23, 3, 2, 2, 3. Not making a big thing, but just observing. Here it says, but if y'all will not do so. Remember they had gave their word, they vowed. They vowed a vow, right? But if y'all will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Jehovah, and be sure your sin will find you out. In essence, their sin did find them out, because the Reubenites, the Gadites, half-tribe, they were the first ones to go into the captivity, right? So these are those who choose their inheritance just outside the land. Now, the land in the second of the two truths, we have the land, the actual physical, physical land, right? And then we have the metaphysical aspect of the land. The land is like the consciousness. It's like the liberty, right, so to speak, the liberty. So some of the carnal fleshy, well, all of the carnal fleshy, but some of the Christians who are the carnal fleshy-minded Christians, they also are like the tribes of Reuben, Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. They choose their inheritance, not going in, you know, fully to live it, but just outside, just on the border. You know, yes, the borderline. They're the borderline, right? Borderline, think I'm going to lose my mind. That's what that song said. Well, they choose their inheritance on the border. These are the carnal Christians or the carnal believers, right? What their descendants were, right, when the Messiah came, can be clearly seen in Mark's gospel. Mark the gospel, as His Majesty Gurmawi Nagus Nages, the King Messiah says, right, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In Mark chapter 5, verses 1 to 17. Let's just go there. We're going to ride up as we give the brothers and sisters and those who will call in and attend and give ear some time right here, just a segue right here as we're completing this book, and to bring out some of these key reasonings that it took I and I some time to really see how the Word explains the Word, even in ways that we didn't even know, you know, how the interconnectivity. For example, Matot, the tribes, it begins off with vows. Then it concludes with the Reubenites, the Gadites, the half-tribe of Manasseh. They make a vow, and they did not keep their word, right? And then later on, right, see, it took a vow to say, all right, if you give us the land right here, we'll be sure to assist our brothers who are going into the land. You know, we'll fight on their behalf so they can conquer and they can inherit the land, right? They can get the land, and they didn't do so, right? They basically took the land, and why did they choose the land again? They chose the land because they saw that they had a lot of cattle. For example, right here, it says in Numbers chapter 32, here's what it means in the word where it says rightly dividing the word, here a little, there a little. So we can go to Mark a little, but here let's go to Numbers chapter 32, verse 1 a little, right? Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of cattle. They had enough cattle. That means they were rich, right? You know, in the natural liberty sense, you know, this is wealth in the real world, right? They had a great multitude of cattle. And when they saw the land of Jazir, and the land of Gilead, that behold, the place was a place for cattle. So they were very pragmatic. Look, there's land. It's good land. This is the kind of land for cattle. Look, we have a lot of cattle. You know, they put two and two together, right? And they went forward to Moshe. Now, when they went forward to Moshe, it's interesting because they went forward to Moshe, and they talked about, you know, the land is for cattle, and your servants have cattle. Wherefore, said they, if we have found grace in thy sight, speaking to Moshe, the servant, right, the Isha Elohim, the man of Hailahim, of the power, They said here in Numbers chapter 32, verse 5, wherefore, said they, if we have found grace in thy sight, let this land be given to thy servants for possession, and bring us not over Jordan. A new way to look at the true way, scripture way, according to the glory of his divine majesty, Kadamawi Hadis Alasay, you know, to put together the Ayabingi chant. You reach the river Jordan and you turn back. Well, they reach the river Jordan. They said, listen, we got cattle. The land is for cattle, right? If we found grace in your sight, right, give this land for us, but bring us not over Jordan. And Moses said to the children of Gad and the children of Reuben, shall your brethren, your brethren them, go over, go to war? Shall your brethren them go to war? And shall y'all sit here? Then that brought to mind how a lot of I and I sometimes, you know, getting caught up on hype and everything. I and I, warrior, sing and dance, warrior. But what about when the war is on? See, this is the beginning step of war, studying, right? Look at militaries, look at armies. What the first thing they do? You join up, right? You join up, go through some physical exercises. Yeah, you get a uniform and everything. But then you sit down in class, right? And then go over everything, right? Study everything. And then you go out there in the field. But mind you, I want to put on clothing and then go out in the field and then run off the battlefield and still talk about me, a warrior. But what did Moses say to them? Moses said, shall your brethren go to war and shall y'all sit here? And wherefore discourage y'all the heart of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, from going over into the land that Jehovah hath given them. Now, this is a key point for I and I, especially of the new name, precious name, Rastafari, ethnic Yisrael. We, the black and brown peoples over here in the Americas and the Caribbean. Because what agwan? What happened? Shashimani, what happened? You know, how was black people's heart discouraged? Who discouraged their heart? Was it like what happened here? See, it's almost like ones and ones say, I'll be a fool for going for Africa, go to Africa, when I can drive a Christian and be big boat, yeah, in England and America. You know what I mean? You know, they saw something on this side of the Atlantic Ocean, the Ethiopian, the Ethiopic Ocean, right? And because it matched, we got a lot of cattle, this land good for cattle, why should we go over there? And see how this discourages the heart. That's what Moses now is trying to remind them, right? Because remember, these were the babes. These are little ones. They were little ones. Their fathers, their patriarchs, had already wandered around for 40 years with crisp clothes and crisp shoes. Isn't that important to my people? Black and brown people. That's what John said. He said, your clothing didn't wear out, and neither did your footwear, your shoes wear out. I said, Chan, ain't that something he know us? Psychologically, we can prove that the once lost 400-year black and brown people over here are Israelites. From the psychological, if you can understand the psychological aspect of the people, because we look at ourselves today, if we're honest, we see the same things. That's why the scripture helps us to guide us and overcome it. He says, wherefore discourage you all the heart of the sons of Israel from going over into the land that Jehovah hath given them. He says, thus did your fathers. Most of their fathers were dead, you know, when it says in that psalm, what is it, Psalm 90? 70 and 10 years. And if by reason of strength there be 80. People say, well, people only can live to 70, 80 years. No. See, he's not reading it fully and studying. That's a song of a prayer. It says a prayer of Moses, the Ish Ha Elohim. Or Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses. That's what you find it. And what Moses is recounting is that faithless generation, right, who listened to the 10 of the 12 spies who brought back lies that did what? That discouraged the children of Israel. Africa, Ethiopia, beautiful. It's ivory. It's a beautiful land, but the people are too strong, and the Africans this and the Africans that. That's what happened about 60 or so years ago, right? Now there's a new generation, right? But what Moses reminded them, he says, thus did your fathers when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. Interesting thing about the word, the name Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh means holy place, and Barnea means wavering, oscillating, wavering, right? Sometimes hot, sometimes cold, that sense, wavering. So they were wavering where? At the Kadesh, at the holy place. They were wavering. Yes, with Jah people, but what Jah says here, you know, Iman, you see how Iman look at it? No, unless the way you look at it is the way, tell me how Jah see it. Thus did your fathers when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see, sight the land. For when they went up into the valley, to the valley of Eshcol, and saw the land, what they did? They discouraged the heart of the children of Israel. You know, like when one sometimes go to Africa or go to Ethiopia, they come back and say, oh, woo, it's beautiful, beautiful country, but we saw some bad things, or we saw some whatever, you know, and then people be like, oh, maybe we shouldn't go and repatriate then, you know. That's what happens. They discouraged the heart of the children of Israel that they should not go into the land that Jehovah had given them. And another point, Shashimani was not given to Rastafari or Rastas. And I say that as Rastafari. I know this is a surprise one, right? You heard that people say, yeah, Selassie, I gave us the land, the Rastafari. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Stop lying. The Rastafari, Kedamari Haile Selassie, he gave the land to we, the black peoples, especially the Lost Sheeples, the Beta Israel, black peoples, the 400-year people over here in the Americas and the Caribbean. That's how it was given. So you can see, even right there, it starts to go off. It's like the targeting system, the crosses didn't align on the sniper rifle. It started to go off, right? Friendly fire? I don't know about that, but more fire for that going astray because they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel. Verse 10, and Jehovah's anger was kindled the same time. And he swears, saying, since we see about repatriation and certain things with Africa and Ethiopia, in fact, even before His Majesty gave the land officially to we, the black people, the children of Israel over here in America and the Caribbean, there are ones like one of our first rabbis in the resurrection, Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford, the one who wrote the Ethiopia anthem, the universal anthem, right, that of the UNIA, that Rastafari, that I and I chant, was written by the black Jew, one of our black Jews, right, and he went over there, as well as many others went, even before, back in the 30s and everything like that. Just to point that out. Now, when the fascists had invaded the Romanists, they basically deported them back over here. Then the Federation, the Ethiopian World Federation came about, right? And then after the war was won, I and I ancestors asked, right? And as Matthew said, that thought was already in his divine mind, and he officially gave it circa 1948. So think, we had the land from the King Messiah, the King of Kings upon the throne of Great King David in 1948. Who else got land by some means? not the divine means that we got it, from the King Messiah upon the throne of Great King David. Who got land in 1948? Oh, it was the State of Israel, the United Nations, and all of that. Now we look at, well, let's look at that. Now some would say, oh, it's because they're white Jews and blah, 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 blah. No, because they take the instructions of Jah more seriously than we have. Plain and simple. Remember what Christ said, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom. Check, check. So let's go on right here, right? We're going to pick up. And Jehovah's anger was kindled the same time, and he swears, saying, Numbers chapter 32, verse 10, verse 11, surely none, no one of the men that came up out of Egypt, out of Kemet, Mitzrayim, from 20 years old and upward, so check this, that all of this new generation here that we have after 39, 40 years in the Torah reading and feeding right here is those who are under 20, right? And they had grown up. Their parents had died, reached about 70 or 80 years. That's where the 70, 80 years is from because Moses himself was, what, 120, right? And Aaron and also Miriam, they were up there, right? In fact, if anybody want to say a time limit, but a time to aim for, it's that 120, as we have in Genesis chapter 6. But let's go forward. He said, surely none of the men that came up, Mitzrayim, out of Mizraim, from 20 years old and upward shall see the land that I swear to the Hebrew Trinity, Abraham, to Yitzhak, to Jacob, the patriarchal Trinity, because they have not wholly, holistically, completely followed me. Ain't no half-stepping, but they were half-stepping, right? Except Caleb, verse 12, save Caleb, or except for Caleb, the son of Yefunneh, the Kenizzite, and Yehoshua ben Nun, the son of Nun, for they have wholly, holistically, completely followed he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, verse 13. And Jehovah's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years. Isn't that similar to what has also happened, even concerning the land grant of His Majesty to the Israelite black people diaspora over here? And when I say Israel, I'm speaking about Israel. I'm not speaking about an organization, TTI. You know what I mean? 12 tribes of Israel. I'm speaking about Israel, right? Incorporated in heaven, right? Overs, right? Wander in the wilderness 40 years until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of Jehovah was consumed. Now, we read, but let's comprehend. Note the wording. He said, had done evil where? In the sight, in the eyes of Jehovah. Because, see, some of what we might do sometimes doesn't seem evil in our own eyes. We're like, it's not evil. We're being pragmatic like the children of Reuben, Gad, and the Manassites, right? But it was evil in his sight, right? In his sight. Words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be humbly acceptable where? In the eyesight, the most high sight. And behold, ye are risen up in your father's stead, because their fathers, their patriarchs, had already wandered to death, right? That's what takes the brunt of breaking the covenant, mind them. So when you hear black man say, why we as black man, that's over here in America and the Caribbean, why we got to go through so much? Well, tell them to read the 10 words called the 10 commandments, all right? He said, we'll visit the iniquity upon who? Upon the fathers, to third and fourth generation of those who continue in the iniquity of their fathers. But here in Numbers chapter 32, verse 14, it said, behold, y'all are risen up in your father's stead. So instead of your father, right, y'all are rising up, this new generation, right, after 40 years. An increase of sinful, of awful men, of lacking men, lacking that true holistic obedience to Jah, word and way, to augment yet the fierce anger of Jehovah toward Israel. For if he turn away from after him, he will yet again leave them by Midbar in the wilderness. Now let's think about this for a moment. The wilderness of the Americas and the Caribbean. Did Jah leave the former generation? He left them to their own devices. They wanted to follow a donkey. They wanted to follow the Dixiecrat Democrat Party. They wanted to follow civil rats. And so now we see the results of that. And ye shall destroy all this people. Let's look at the language again. Moses is saying to them, for if y'all turn away from him, he will yet again leave them. If y'all turn away from him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness. And ye and y'all shall destroy all this people. So we look at black people, the situation of black people nowadays. Who has destroyed? It's a white man. No, he left them. They wanted to be following after the white man and his systems, not the system that the king, the cornerstone of the King of Kings kingdom, right, gave us a constitution and bylaws to govern ourselves. So those people destroyed this people. And they came near to him and said, now check this out here. We will build sheepfolds for our cattle and cities for our little ones, our little ones. Shouldn't it have been, we will build cities for our children, our little ones, and build sheepfolds here for our cattle? We point this out because as we study this, we see that they were more concerned about their possessions, about their property, their possessions, right? Because some can't go forward to promised land because they're thinking about all they got here in America or England or somewhere else in foreign, right? But we ourselves will go ready armed before the sons of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, until we have brought them to their place. And our little ones shall dwell in fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. So they even knew that because of the various different people in the land, we got to protect our youth, the women and the children. But note what they said. They said, we ourselves will go ready armed. So after all Moses said to them, right, they felt, okay, so what it is, what you're saying to us, Moshe, is that we should build sheepfolds for our cattle and cities for our little one and go over armed. No, they said that they would go over armed. Not with the children of Israel. They said before the children of Israel. They said they will be the stormtroopers, the strike guard, special forces for the Bnei Yisrael until what? Until we have brought them to their place. And our little ones shall dwell in fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. They may be black like us, but they have their own gods, their philosophies, their ideas, like a lot of the Africans too, right? He says, we will not return to our houses. Oh, really? Until the children of Israel have inherited every man. see the words of their mouth. Check this. Until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance. For we will not inherit with them on yonder side Jordan, on the other side of the Jordan, because they reached the river Jordan, they turned back because they saw some nice land, right? Or forward. So they said, we're going to stay backward over here, but we'll go forward to before the children of Israel to make sure that every man get his land, right? That's what they're saying. Because our inheritance, they said, is fallen to us on this side of the Jordan, eastward. And Moses said to them, if y'all will do this thing, if ye, you all, y'all, will go armed before Jehovah to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before Jehovah until he have driven out his enemies from before him. This connects with Psalm 68, where we find Jah in the translation, right? Verse 22, and the land be subdued before Jehovah. The context here of going before Jehovah is the ark. You know, in other words, the ark and the tabernacle. We go forward, and the ark and the tabernacle, his witness, his presence, because he says it's between the two cherubim and above the mercy seat that he would commune with the children of Israel. So that's the context of it, right? And the land be subdued before Jehovah, then afterwards, after you have done all that you all have said, right, y'all shall return and be guiltless before Jehovah and before Israel. And this land shall be your possession before Jehovah. But if y'all will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against Jehovah. And be sure your sin will find you out. right? Build you cities for your little ones. Now, here's my point about how to learn about their property, what they possess, like their bank account, so to speak, right? More than they were concerned about their children, right? Look at verse 24, Numbers chapter 32, verse 24, what Moses is saying to them. He says, build you cities for your little ones and folds, sheep folds for your sheep, and do that which has proceeded out of your mouth. Because somebody said, well, it don't say anything about vow, right? Okay, but you may read well. Now let's comprehend well. He says, that which proceeds out of your mouth, in verse 24 of Numbers chapter 32, 24, you go to 30 and 2, right? It says, he shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. Therefore, it's a vow. It's a vow. They have vowed. But now note how Moses puts the children before their cattle, their sheep, and you know, he says, build you cities for your little ones and fold for your sheep. If you go to verse 16 of Numbers chapter 32, what did they say? They came near to him and said, we will build sheepfolds here for our cattle and cities for our little ones. This is not poetry here. People say, oh, it's poetry because that's why it's reversed. No. It's wisdom if you can get this. They said, we care about our sheep more than our children. We care about our possession more than our children. We will build sheepfolds here for our cattle and cities for our little ones. Right? And what did Moses say to them? Moses said in verse 24, build you cities. He instructed them. Build you cities. He commanded them, actually, build you cities for your little ones first. And after that, and fold sheepfolds for your sheep. Right? In other words, because you said you're going to go forward and you're going to do all of this and everything like that, and you're not going to return until every man of Israel, you know, gets their land, because you already have gotten your land over here. And do that which has proceeded out of your mouth. And the children of Gad and children of Reuben spake to Moses, saying, what did they say? They said, oh, no, we don't like that. No, they said, thy servants will do as Adoni, right, as Getaye, as my lord, my master commandeth. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks and all our cattle shall be there in the cities of Gilead. But thy servants will pass over every man armed for war before Jehovah to battle, as Adoni, as my Lord saith. Now, this is so important because they didn't do this. And then when we read of who went into captivity, you know, first and everything, it was them who had went into captivity first because they basically inherit a consequence, or one might say a curse. Not, it wasn't a curse in that sense, but it was a consequence of their own failed word sound. So concerning them, Moses commanded Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, because Joshua will be the new leader after Moses' tribes on, and the chief fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And Moses said to them, if, that's a big word there, right? If, it's a condition. People say it's unconditional. No, there's conditions. If the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with you over Jordan, every man armed to battle before Jehovah, and the land shall be subdued before you then. Because, see, Moses is not going to, you know, after all this is going on, Moses have already gone forward, right? So he's basically leaving this condition for the next leadership. He says, then y'all shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. Basically, after they said all this lovely vow thing, are we going to do this and that, they basically did none of that, and he took the land. Oh, Moses dead? Okay, you know, we're just going to go ahead and do our thing. But be sure your uckery will find you out. Remember what Moses, you know, what was said to them? So here Moses said to, you know, to those who are going to, you know, carry on with the leadership of Israel, he says, if they do this, right, if they do this, then ye shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not pass over with you armed, then shall they, excuse me, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. In other words, if they don't do this, if you're going to land and they're not with you, fighting alongside, helping you get the land like they said they was going to do and everything, right, then they just come with you across Jordan and they get land with the rest of us. Right, but they, you know, they went, after they talked this talk, they felt it was a done deal. They didn't have to fulfill their word. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben answered, saying, as Jehovah have said to thy servants. See, and here's where they signed the contract. They signed this vow agreement. They signed off on this. As Jehovah have said to thy servants. But they probably thought that, well, Moses is dead. Moses passed on, you know, and other generations came in, and, you know, we could just, no problem. But Jah forever live, ever faithful, ever sure. As Jehovah have said to thy servants, so will we do. We will pass over armed before Jehovah into the land of Canaan, our Canaanite land, that the possession of our inheritance on this side, Jordan, may be ours. And Moses gave to them, even to the children of Gad, the children of Reuben, and to the half the tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan. That's why when we read Psalm 68, we find Bashan. If you read through the psalm, you find there's some talk about one named Bashan, right? The land, right, of Bashan, with the cities thereof in the coast, even the cities of the country round about. So there. Going to take a little sailor moment here, right up with Masai. Just chewing the cud, chewing the word right here, right, so we can learn from
this. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this double course.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Praises be to the Almighty One. Shall you see where we are going? For our sake I make good pleas. For the seeds of my sowing.
Psalm 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, 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 Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lion among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah, Selah, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God, to God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
በቀዳሚ ገብረ እግዚአብሔር ሰማየ ወምድረ
በቀዳማዊ ቃሉ በቀዳማዊ ስልጣኑ አንድም በቀዳማዊ ልጁ በመጀመሪያ መፍጠሩ አንድም
ቀዳማዊ
The whole place is due for
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense. As incense.
As incense,
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 and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice,
the evening sacrifice,
the evening sacrifice,
the evening
sacrifice before thee as
Shalom. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm time according to
Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer, 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 my Redeemer. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, my redeemer, my redeemer, my redeemer.
Yes, 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 yes. Shalom, Haverim, Shalom, Shavua Tov. Good Shavua here. Here we're at the first day here. Well, it's not the first day, it's the second day, but the first day of podcasting right here for Rastafari Mondays. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 19. Now we have a double portion here. Here sealing up this fourth book of Moses known as Numbers. Bamidbar in the wilderness, like the wilderness of North America. But here, today's daily psalm, two witnesses. What are the two witnesses to Yahuwah, to Jehovah? What's two witnesses to Elohim, to the Elohim? Two witnesses. We have nature and the natures and the nature of natures, and we have HaTorah, the Torah. But here, kind of segueing with today's daily psalm, Queen Ifrika. We play this sometimes on sabbatical times, you know, the Sabbath time. But here, the content is today's daily psalm, also with the Lily of the Valley chant. But here this, Ayabingi, Queen Ifrika, and Ayabingi chanting here today's daily psalm. Can you hear? You hear? Right here, Shema'a Yisrael. Here it is.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know.
should I know? Rastafari. The law of the Most High is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should I know. Everyone should I know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Ingi.
The sun. Jah guiding star right here. Yes, I. Jah guiding star, Exodus, and Passover planet. Yes, I.
Jah guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is. From the beginning to the end, you can never change. So we're not Rasta from creation.
Guidance star is running in the sky.
you think so happy? You're not living in the world. Yes, I did.
Mizmor Yud-8, Mizmor Yod-8, Psalm 19, Psalm XIX, theme, Witnesses to El, Elohim, the true good, the true God. Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, a midrash on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Melchizedek, Tzedek, La Menatzeach, Mizmor Le-Dawi, Hashemayim, Misaparim Kovod El. For the leader, Lamenatzeach, the overcomer, Mizmor Le David, a psalm, a chant, Isis, an intonation, Mizmor Le David of David, Hashemayim, Misaparim Kovod El. The heavens declare the glory of El. Hashemayim, Misaparim Kovod El. This verse is to be read in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Proverbs, Proverbs 16 and 4. Yahweh, Jehovah, hath made everything. Lama'inehu, lama'inehu. Kola pa'ala, Yahweh, lama'inehu. Yahweh, Jehovah, hath made everything, everything. Lama Inehu. That is, quote, to declare his glory, end quote. Here, Anehu is taken as related to Ainu. As in the verse from Psalm 147, verse 7. Ainu la Yahuwah bitoda. Sing, Ainu la Yahuwah bitoda. Sing to Jehovah with thanksgiving. Ainu la Yahuwah bitoda. Or, la ma'enehu la malet. That is to say, it means, quote, to bear witness to his glory and declare his Godhead, end quote. As in the verse from Shemot, from Exodus 20, 13b. Thou shalt not bear witness ta'ane against thy neighbor. And in the verse from Psalm 122, verse 8, as witness for lima'an, my brethren and companions, as witness lima'an for my brethren and companions. Rav Abahu taught two principles, the nations, Hagoyim, the international community, the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, do not deny. They acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, is He who created the world in 6 days, and that He keeps the souls of the dead alive. And their proof? He who with necromantic incantations sets out to raise a ghost or a familiar spirit, a duppy, succeeds in raising one on weekdays, but does not succeed in raising one on HaShabbat, on the Sabbath. But the ghost of an animal will not rise even in the week. For in the Olam Haba, animals will not be brought back to life. And so, as is written in Proverbs 16 and 4, Kol pa'al Yahweh lama'enehu, Jehovah has made everything to be a witness for him. Another comment on lama'enehu means, quote, to declare his praise. All praise him for his walk. All praise him for his work, even as all his works praises him. Rav Dorakaya said in the name of Rav Simeon, that which has no head in the sight of mortals has a head in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sight of the Holy One, blessed be He. The earth, for example, of which it is said, even in Proverbs 8 and 26, as yet he had not made the head of the world's dust. Adlo asa areta we chutzota we rosha afrota tevel. While as yet he had not made the earth nor the fields, adlo asa areta we chutzot, nor the beginning we rosh, nor the head we rosh afrota tevel, nor the beginning the head of the dust of the world, of the tevel, the inhabitable portions of the earthly plain,
of the earthly plain, of the earthly plain, of the earth.
That which has no eyes in the sight of mortals has eyes in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sight of the Holy One, blessed be He. The sea, for example, of which of that it is said even in Psalm 114, verse 3, Hayam ra'ah wayanos, the sea saw it and fled. Hayam ra'ah wayanos. And the sea that has no hands in the sight of mortals has hands in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it is said even in Psalm 104, verse 25. Zeh hayam gadol ua rechav yadayim. Yonder sea, great and wide of hands. Zeh hayam gadol ua rechav yadayim. Yonder sea, great and wide, literally in Hebrew is Zeh hayam gadol ua rechav yadayim. Yonder sea, great and wide of hands. So too, the earth, of which of that it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis 34:21, the earth is wide of hand,
of hand, of hand, of hand.
We ha'aretz hine rachabata yadayim. For behold, the earth is wide of hands. We ha'aretz hine rachabata yadayim. The earth also has ears in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sight of the Holy One, blessed be He. For it is said, even in Yirmeyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 22:29, O earth, 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 hear the word of Yahweh, hear the word of Jehovah. Heaven has a heart in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 4:11, and He came near, and the mountain burns with fire to the heart of heaven. The sea also has a heart, as is said in Shemot in Exodus 15 and 8. The deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. In the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the earth has a navel, for it is said in Ezekiel, Hizkiel 38 and 12, the people that dwell in the navel of the earth. In the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the earth has a mouth. For it is said in Bamidbar, in Numbers 16:32, the earth opened her mouth. And in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has feet. For it is said in Ecclesiastes 1 and 4, but the earth standeth forever. But the earth standeth for ever. And in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, it has haunches. For it is said even in Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah 31 and 8, behold, I will gather them from the haunches of the earth. In the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heaven has a mouth, as is said, the heavens declare the glory of God. Hashemayim misaprim kovod el. The heavens, Hashemayim, declare misaprim the glory of El. Kovod El. The heavens declare the glory of El, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Hashamaim Saprim Kovodel Ua Seya Yadayo Magida Harakia. The verse is to be read in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Eov, in Job 37 and 20. Shall it be told him that I would speak? If a man speaks, surely he shall be destroyed. Rav Abahu taught in the name of Rav Yohanan, when a man, in reciting the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, endeavors to say more than what is enough, he will be driven to distraction, and he will forfeit his life. For it is said, even in Psalm 106, verse 2, who can utter the mighty acts of Yahuwah or show forth all his praise? Mia yimalela gevuroti Yahuwah yashmi'a kola tehilato. Who can express the mighty acts of Yahuwah, of Jehovah? Mia yimalela gevuroti Yahuwah, or make all his praise, his eyes, his praise to be heard. Yashmi'a kola tehilato. When Rav Hanina and Rav Yonatan were visiting certain towns in Judea, they came into a Knesset, a mikrab, a synagogue, and observed that a reader was saying in his public prayer, quote, "The God, great, mighty, and awful, glorious, powerful, and majestic." They silenced him, saying, "Thou hast no right to add words to the form of the benedictions as fixed by the sages. Whence, where do we know the proper form of the benedictions? From Moshe, from Moses, Rabbeinu, I and I Master, who said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 10:17, the great God, the mighty and the awful." To that, the sages added the form of the benediction used by Avinu Avraham, our father Abraham, God Most High, maker of heaven and earth, according to Bereshit, Genesis 14, verse 19. Rav Huna said in the name of Rab, "Touching the Almighty, Shaddai, we cannot find him out," according to Eov, Job 37, 23. That is, quote, "We shall never find a limit to the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the power of the Holy, the Isle One. Blessed be He." Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, he said, according to Psalm 106 and 2, "Who can utter the mighty acts of Yahweh, of Jehovah?" That is, quote, "Who can utter them as well as my companions and I?" Rav Abin said, "When Yaakov of the village of Neboria was in Tyre, Tiros, he interpreted from Psalm 65 and 2, "Praise is silence for thee, O Elohim," as meaning that silence is the height of all praises, eyes of Elohim. For Elohim, the true good, the true God, is like a jewel without price. However high you appraise it, still you undervalue it. Rav Finchas HaKohen Bar Hamma, Rav Phinehas, the priest, Bar Hamma, taught Moshe, Moses instituted the order of prayer for Yisrael when he said in Devarim 10 and 17, "The Lord your God, he is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, the mighty, the awesome." Ki Yahuwah Elohekem Hu Elohei HaElohim Awa Adonai HaAdonim HaEl HaGadol HaGibora VeHanora Asher Lo Yisafanim VeLo Yikacha Shohada. For Yahweh Jehovah Yol Elohim, Ki Yahuwah Elohekem, He is the Elohim of Elohim, God of gods. Who? Elohei HaElohim, the Lord of Lords. Wa Adonai HaAdonim, the great God. Ha'el, 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 the mighty. HaGadol and the awful, Wehanora, who regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. Asher lo yisafanim, ulo yikacha shohad. Ha'el, ha'gadol, ha'gadol, the great. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, did great things in Mitzrayi, in Egypt, in Kemet, in Gibbet. Mighty, ha'gibor. Ha'el brought mighty things to pass on the sea. Hanora, awesome, terrible, Hanora. In the days of Moshe, HaMishkan, the tabernacle was set up. Of that it is said even in Psalm 68, verse 36. Awesome is God out of thy holy place, out of thy Isla place. Nora Elohim, Ami Mikadasheka. Awful is Elohim out of thy, the eye, holy places. Nora Elohim, Ami Mikadasheka. Yermeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah, in his order of prayer said, the great, the mighty God, according to Jeremiah 32:18. Ha'el, ha'gadol, ha'gibor, Yahuwah Tzva'ota Shemo, the great, the mighty El, ha'el, ha'gadol, ha'gibor, Yahuwah Tzva'ot Shemo, the great, the mighty El, Yahuwah Tzva'ot, Jehovah of hosts, Shemo, his name. Yirmiyahu said, the great, the mighty El, but not the awesome El. Why did Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, Ermiah say, God the mighty? Because he explained, this one, though he saw his children put in chains and Hekalo, his temple, his palace destroyed, remained silent. Hence, it is proper to call him HaGibor, Gibor, mighty. But he did not say El, the awesome, because HaHekal, the temple, of that it is said, awesome is Elohim out of thy holy, thy Isla place, according to Psalm 68, verse 36. Nora Elohim mi mikadasheka was destroyed, downstroyed. Where then is the awe? If enemies came into Beito, his bait, his house, and were not awed, Daniel, in his order of Tehillah, Priyas, Elot, said, O Lord, the great and awesome God, in Daniel 9:4, but not God the mighty. Why not? Because as Daniel asked, when his children were put in chains, where was Elohim's might? And why did Daniel say, Elohim the awesome? Because, as he explained, this one, Echad, did awesome things for us, for I and I, in the lion's den and in the fiery furnace. Hence, it is proper to call him awesome, Nora. However, when the men of the great assembly, the Sanhedrin, arose, they restored the manner of praising Elohim's greatness to its ancient form, according to Nehemiah 9:32. Now, therefore, Eloheinu, our Elohim, the great, the mighty, and the awesome El Elohim. Why? Because, as they explained, Elohim remained above every praise, every Isis, by which men would exalt him. Rav Yaakov ben Rav Eleazar said, as for Yirmiyahu and Daniel, Jeremiah and Daniel, they knew of their Elohim that he was truth-loving and did not attempt to flatter him. However, the praise, the Isis, wherewith Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses our master, praised him is sufficient. Hashemayim misaprim kovodel. The heavens declare, Kovod El, the glory of El. The prophet, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah said in Isaiah 44:23, sing, O ye, O y'all heavens, for Yahuwah Jehovah has done it. And they replied, indeed, we shall sing the praise of Elohim. Hashemaim amisaparim kavod el. The heavens declare the kavod el, the glory of El. A parable, a mashal, of a melech, a negus, even negus and neges, who had many provinces. The inhabitants of each province used to say, Ekle, kle, gele, gele, so-and-so much gold has the king, has Hamelech, the negus, negus, neges, so-and-so much silver, so-and-so many robes and manservants and maidservants has Hamelech, has the king, the negus, even negus, neges, so-and-so many precious stones and jewels has Hamelech, the negus, even negus, neges, the king. Now, in one province was a wise old man who asked the inhabitants, quote, whence, from where do you know this, being so many parsangs removed from Hamelech, the king, the negus, even negus neges? In truth, only those of the province in that Hamelech, the king, the negus neges lives, can properly declare the wealth and the glory of Hamelech, of the negus, even negus neges, because they alone, all one, know his wealth and his glory. Even so, David said, quote, the earth and all who are in it, who are in her, cannot declare the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy, the Isle One. Blessed be he. Who can, in truth, declare the Kavod El, the glory of El? Hashemayim misaparim, Kavod El, the heavens declare the glory of El. And when will the earth and all its inhabitants praise El, the true good, the true God? When he will exalt the horn of Yisrael, for, according to Psalm 148:7, praise the Lord from the earth. Hallelujah, Etiyahuah, Mina Haaretz, praise Jehovah from the earth. Hallelujah, Etiyahuah, Min Haaretz, occurs in the Mizmor, the psalm, in that it is also said in Psalm 148, verse 14, Hebraically, he exalteth the horn of Amo, his people. Yisrael, praise ye the Lord. Vayarema keren le'amo. Tehila l'kol chassidayo l'irne Yisrael amak robo. Hallelujah! He and he and he have lifted up a horn for his people. Wayarem kerena li'amo, a praise, Isis, for all his saints. Tehila l'kol chassidayo, even for the children, the sons of Yisrael, Livnei Yisrael, a people near to him, Om Robo. Hallelujah. Another comment on the heavens declare, Kavod El, the glory of El. Scripture says elsewhere, even in Eob, in Job 38:37, who can number the clouds by wisdom? Or who can pour out the bottles of heaven? Rav Samuel Bar Abba said, quote, I know the lanes of heaven as well as the lanes of Nahardeya. Did Samuel mean that he had actually gone up into the firmament, the Raqia? No, but laboring at Torah, at Torah's Chokmah, at Torah's wisdom, he learned from it what is in the Raqia, what is in the firmament. Rav Hoshaya said, even as there is an empty space between the nether waters and the firmament, so is there an empty space between the upper waters and the firmament. Rav Phinehas HaKohen Bar Chama, Rav Phinehas, the priest, Varhama asked, is not this point made clear in the scripture, in the passage, even the passage from Bereshith, from Genesis 1 and 7? Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters that were under the firmament from the waters that were above the firmament? Scripture does not say, quote, waters that were on the firmament, end quote, but waters that were above the firmament. Thus, like this, the upper heavens hang in space, and from the vapors of the upper waters fall the rains, as is said even in Psalm 104, verse 13. He watereth the mountains from his upper chambers. Mashkeh harim meya elilotayo, who waterest the mountains from thine upper chambers. Mashkeh harim meya elilotayo. Did Rav Hoshaya mean, then, that he had actually gone up into the upper heavens? No, but laboring at Torah Chokmah, at Torah's wisdom, he learned from it all that is in the upper heavens. A further comment on Hashemayim Misaparim Akovod El, the heavens declare the glory of El. Another Mizmor, another psalm, Psalm 116 and 12, says, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Ma hashiv la Yahuwah kol ata gemur lohi alai. How can I repay to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, all his bountiful dealings toward me, toward I? Ma hashiv la Yahuwah kol ata gemur lohi alai. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rav Samuel bar Nachmani taught, there are four psalms, one would have expected Adam to compose, but that David composed. See the Midrash on the fifth psalm, the fifth Mizmor, Mizmor Hey. Another comment on Hashemayim Misaparim Kobod El, the heavens declare the Kobod El, the glory of El. Rav Yaakov ben Azabdi told a mashal, a parable, misale of a mighty man who came to a certain city where the inhabitants did not know his strength. A knowing man said, quote, you can tell his strength from the size of the stone he lifts, end quote. Even so, we can tell the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the size of Hashemayim, from the size of the heavens. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught that because Elohim declared in Jeremiah 23 and 24, do I not fill heaven and earth? Hello, et Hashemayim, et haaret, ani amaleya, nu'uma Yahuwah. Do not I fill heaven and earth? Hello, et Hashemayim, et haaret, ani amaleya, saith Jehovah, the oracle of Yahuwah, nu'uma Yahuwah. Might not one argue that the worlds above and below are filled with all the kavod el, the glory el has? And yet isn't it not said in Psalm 8 and 4, when I behold thy heavens, the work of thy fingers? Ki ereh shameka ma'iseya etzivoteka, when I behold thy heavens, ki ereh shameka, the work of thy fingers, ma'iseya etzibotecha. It follows, therefore, that Hashemayim, the heavens filled with his glory, kavodo, still contain no more of him than is in a single touch of a finger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another comment on the heavens declare the Kavod El, the glory of El. A parable, a mashal, a misale, a mashal, a parable, a proverb, a mashal of a melech, a negus, even negus and a guest, who stretched a veil across the entrance to his palace and said, quote, "Let him make him who is wise say what this garment is. Make him who is rich make one like it, and make him who is mighty touch it," end quote. Even so does HaKadosh Baruch Hu stretch out HaShemayim, the heavens, as a veil before the eyes. For it is said in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 40 and 22, "It is he that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain." Hanoteh Kadok Shamayim, who stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain. Hanoteh Kadok Shamayim. This verse proves that in stretching Shamayim, HaShamayim, the heavens out as a kind of veil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, quote, "Make him who is wise say what this garment is. Make him who is rich make one like it. And make him who is strong come and touch it." Rav Fi Nechas HaKohen Bar Chama, Rav Phineas, the priest Bar Chama, said, "Because of that which HaShemayim, the heavens, send down, the earth flourishes and creatures eat, and then they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus, HaShemayim HaMisaprim HaKavod El. Thus, like this, the heavens declare the Kavod El, the glory of El. But when Elohim forbid, the Bnei Yisrael sin, Akab, when the sons of Yisrael, Akab, what does Scripture say? Even what Eov 20:27 says, the heavens shall reveal their iniquity." How? Devarim, Deuteronomy 11 and 17, "The anger of Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall be kindled against you, and he will shut up HaShemayim, he will shut up the heaven. But when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, Yisrael Lejoch, are well deserving." What does Scripture say? According to Devarim, Deuteronomy 28 and 12, "Yahuwah Jehovah will open for thee his good treasure, the heaven."
Heaven, 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 heaven.
"Day to day uttereth speech, and night to night revealeth knowledge. Yom le yom ayabia omer, walayla le layla yehawe da'a, 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 da'a."
למנצח מזמור לדוד. השמיים מספרים כבוד אל, ומעשה ידיו מגיד הרקיע. יום ליום יביע עומר, ולילה ללילה יחווה דעת. אין עומר ואין דברים, בלי נשמע קולם, וכל הארץ יצא קבם, וקצה תבל מליהם, לשמש שם אוהל בהם. והוא כחתן יוצא מחופתו, יסיס כגיבור לרוץ אורה. מקצה השמיים מוצאו, ותקופתו על קצותם, ואין נסתר מחמתו. תורת אדוני תמימה משיבת נפש, עדות אדוני נאמנה מחכימת פתי. פקודי אדוני ישרים משמחי לב, מצוות אדוני ברא מאירת עיניי. יראת אדוני טהורה עומדת לעד, משפטי אדוני אמת צדקו יחדיו. הנחמדים מזהב ומפז רב, ומתוקים מדבש ונופת צופים. גם עבדך נזהר בהם בשומרם עקב רב. שגיאות מיבין מן נסתרות נקני, גם מזדים חסוך עבדך, אל ימשלו בי אז איתם, וניקיתי מפשע רב. יהיו לרצון אמרפי והגיון ליבי לפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי.
Day to day uttereth speech, and night to night revealeth knowledge. Yom le yom yabia omer, walayla le layla yehaweh da'at. This verse alludes to Rabbeinu Moshe, our master Moses, who, it is said, according to Shemot, Exodus 34:28, was with Yahuwah, Jehovah, 40 days and 40 nights. And he wrote upon the tables, the tablets, the devarim, the words of Habrit, of the covenant. Does scripture really mean to say that night also occurs in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the presence of the Holy One, blessed be He? Is it not written, even in Psalm 139:12b, the night shineth as the day. Both are alike to thee, the eye. Walayla kayom yair, ka chesheka ka ora, but the night shineth as the day. We laila kayom yair, the darkness is even as the light. Ka chesheka ka ora. Is it not also written, God came and his brightness was as the light in Habakkuk, in Bakom, in Habakkuk 3 and 4. Eloha miyetemana yabo, wik adosh mehara paran selah. God Eloha came from Teman, Mi Temana Yabo, and the Holy One, the Isla One, Wikadosh, from Mount Paran, Mehara Paran, Selah. Pause. Kisa Shamayi Mahodo, Ua Tihilato Amala'a Ha'aretz, his glory covereth the heavens. Kisa Shamayim Hodo, and the earth is full of his praise. Utihilato amala'a haaretz. Winoga kaora tihyeh. And a brightness appeareth as the light. Winogaha kaora tihyeh. Rays hath he at his side. Karnayima miyayado lo. Rays hath he in his hand. Karnayima miyado lo. And there is the hiding of his power. With Shama Chebiona Ozo. And also, Daniel said in Daniel chapter 2, verse 22, light dwelleth with him. And again in Psalm 139, 12a, even the darkness hideth not from the eye. Gamma Hosheka Loa Yahishika Mimeka. Gam Hoshek Lo Yahishika Mimeka. Even the darkness is not too dark for the eye. Gam Hosheka Loa Yahishika Mimeka. How then did Moshe Rabbeinu, how then did Moses our master know when it was day and when night, that he could have reckoned 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Scripture implies, however, that Moses knew it was day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed him in written law, in written Torah. And Moshe knew it was night when HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed him in oral law, in oral Torah. And the proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is occupied with written law, written Torah by day, and with oral law, oral Torah by night? The saying in Song of Songs 5 and 10, my beloved Dodi is bright and dark. My beloved Dodi is bright and dark. For when Elohim is occupied by day with written law, written Torah, his face is bright as snow. The word Dodi, my beloved Dodi, the sum of the numerical value of its letters being 24, clearly refer to the 24 books of written law, written Torah. And when Elohim is occupied by night with oral law, oral Torah, his face is dark. Or when the Melakim, the angels, began to offer praise, Tehillah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the word Kadosh, holy, Moshe knew that it was day. And when the Melakim, the angels, began to praise him with the word Baruch, blessed, Moses knew that it was night. Or when Moshe saw the sun's disk, the Tzedal, come and worship, he knew that it was night. And when he saw Kokarim, the stars, the moon, and the planets come and worship before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knew that it was day. For It is said even in Nehemiah 9:6, the hosts of heaven worship thee, the eye. Or when Moses saw that the Melakim, the angels, were grinding manna for Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, and preparing it to send down to them, he knew that it was day. And when he saw that manhu, that the manna was coming down, he knew that it was night. For it is said even in Bamidbar in Numbers 11:9, and when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Or when Moses heard the reading of Hashema, the Shema, precede the 18 benedictions, he knew that it was day. And when the 18 benedictions preceded the reading of Hashema, the Shema, he knew that it was night. Rav Finachas, Phineas taught in the name of Rav Abba, Ha Malaak, the angel whose charge is Tehillah, is prayer. Tefillah, prayer. He waits until the congregation of Yisrael, the aggregation that assembles at the latest hour possible, has concluded its prayers. And out of their prayers, he fashions a crown that he places upon Harosh, the head, the Ras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as is said in Proverbs 10:6. Blessings are upon the head, Harosh, the Ras of the righteous, HaTzadik. Here, righteous. Righteous is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Righteous is the Holy One, the Isle One. Blessed be He, of whom it is written in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 32:4, just and righteous is He. Another interpretation of day-to-day uttereth speech. Yom le yom, yabia, omer. Uttering speech? What were these two unusual days? Yom le yom, the day of Moshe that uttereth speech, that uttered speech to the day of Yehoshua, the day of Joshua. Elohim, it is said, told Moses in Devarim, Deuteronomy 2:25, this day will I begin to put the dread of thee, the eye, and the fear of thee, the eye, upon the peoples that are under the whole heaven, who, when they hear the report of thee, the eye, shall tremble. Perhaps, Menalbat, perhaps you will say, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, had wiped out Sihon and Og, who was left to speak of Moshe to the peoples of the earth, the sun that twice stood still for Moshe, the first time when he made war against Amalek, as it is said in Shemot, in Exodus 17, verse 11 to 12. When Moshe held up Yado, his hand, Israel prevailed until the going down of Hashemesh, the going down of the sun. And in Habakkuk 3, verses 10 to 11. He lifted up his hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. Roma Yadehu Nasa Shemesha Yareach Amada Zvula and lifted up its hand on high. Roma Yadehu Nasa, the sun Shemesh and moon Yareach stand still in their habitation. Amada Zevula, eclipsed by the dazzling majesty of El Ha'el, the light of the sun and moon has the appearance of having been withdrawn. This was the day of Moshe that uttereth speech to the day of Yehoshua, of Joshua, saying, according to Shemot, Exodus 17, verse 14, rehearse it in the ears of Yehoshua, of Joshua. That is, say to Yehoshua, may it be the will of Elohim that as the sun stood still for Moshe, so may it stand still for thee, the I, in the war with the 31 kings. At the war of Sihon, the war with Sihon, at the war with Sihon and with Og, the sun stood still for Moshe a second time, a second Iowa. Scripture intimates this in what is read in Devarim, Deuteronomy 2:25. By means of this day will I begin to give, Tet, the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the peoples that are under the whole heaven. And asserts of Yehoshua's milchama, Joshua's war with the Amori, Haimori, the Amorites, according to Yehoshua, Joshua 10 and 12. In the day when Yahuwah Jehovah gave over Tet, the Amorites, Haimori, Yehoshua, Joshua said, sun, stand thou still. In a further interpretation of Yom Leyom Yabi'ah Omer, further interpretation of day to day, yom liyom, uttereth, yabi'ah, omer, speech. Rav Zera said, the day of Yehoshua, of Joshua, tells its wonders to the day of Deborah. For of the day of Yehoshua, of Joshua, it is written in Joshua 10 and 13, the sun stood still and the moon stayed. And of the day of Deborah, it is said in Judges 5 and 20, they fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. And the day of Deborah, in its turn, tells how many miracles and wonders were wrought in it. And night to night revealeth knowledge. Wilayla lelayla yehaweh da'at. The night of Avraham reveals the plagues on Mitzrayim's, on Egypt's, on Kemet's firstborn, to the night of this event. And the night of the plague on Mitzrayim's firstborn, Egypt's firstborn, reveals the triumph of Gideon to the night of this event. And the night of Gideon reveals the discomfiture of Sennacherib to the night of this event. In all these nights, how many miracles and wonders were wrought. Another Targum interpretation of day to day and revealeth knowledge, Yom Leyom Yehaweh Da'at. Rav Yochanan said, when the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders of Yisrael, of Israel, come together to proclaim a leap year, they take time from the day and give it to the night. And they take time from the night and give it to the day. How? There are 12 months in the year and four seasons in the year. The vernal equinox with its 3 months, Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. The summer solstice with its 3 months, Tammuz, Av, and Elul. The autumnal equinox with its 3 months, Tishri, Maheshvan, and Kislev. And the winter solstice with its 3 months, Tevet, Shevat, and Adar, beginning with the winter solstice and up to the vernal equinox, the night yields time to the day. And beginning with the vernal equinox and up to the summer solstice, the day borrows time from the night. How much does the night yield to the day? And how much does the day borrow from the night? 1/30th of an hour. 1/30th of an hour. From the beginning of the summer solstice up until the autumnal equinox, the day yields time to the night. And from the autumnal equinox up until the winter solstice, the night borrows time from the day. From this, it follows that a day in the vernal equinox equals the length of a day in the autumnal equinox. Now, they borrow the one from the other in trust and yield the one to the other in trust. And no one hears any speech between them because they do not quarrel as men do who will neither borrow nor pay except before witnesses and except in court. For of the day and the night it is said, there is no speech, there are no words, neither are their voices heard. Ein omer ve'ein devarim b'li nishma'a olam. The wonder of it is that the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders of Yisrael, of Israel, on the earth, the earthly plane below, know the secret of the leap year. They take from the day and give to the night, and take from the night and give to the day. And after they have fixed the time of the new moons and of the new years, and have proclaimed the leap year, and set the time, the Iowa, for the festivals, the Mo'adim, they go forth from the assembly. Forthwith, according to today's daily psalm, Psalm 19, Hebraically, hear, verse 5, their line is gone out through all the earth. B'kol ha'aretz yatzah k'awam. For all men say, quote, when will the new year fall? When do the festivals come? And their words to the end of the world. Ua bikseya tevela mi alehem. For men ask each other, what day of the month of the moon is it? What day in the season is it? In them hath he set a tent for the sun. La Shemesh Sam Ohela Bahem. In them hath he set a tent for the sun. For the sun, setting a tent in them. La Shemesh Sam Ohel Bahem. Rav Phinehas, Phineas, said in the name of Rav Abba, this means that Hashemesh, the sun, is kept within a sheath. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, said in the name of Rav Yonatan, the sun turns like a sail on a ship's mast. According to Rav Berakayu, the sun, Hashemesh, goes forth like a ship from Karakunia fitted with 365 ropes, equaling the number of days in a solar year, or like a ship from Iskenderia, Alexandria, fitted with 354 ropes, equaling the number in a lunar year. What it takes Hashemesh 30 days to run, the moon runs in 2.5 days. What it takes Hashemesh, the sun, 2 months to run, the moon runs in 5 days. What takes Hashemesh 3 months to run, the moon runs in 7.5 days. What takes Hashemesh 6 months to run, Yareach, Yareach, the moon, runs in 15 days. And what takes Hashemesh 12 months to run, the moon runs in 30 days. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, each day Hashemesh and HaYareach, each day the sun and the moon are blinded by the radiance from above, and so they delay on their going forth. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu then do? He shines forth for them, and they come forth in his light, as it is said, even in Psalm 89, verse 16. They come, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance, in the light of thy face. Yahuwah be'or panika yehalekun. They walk, they trod, yehalekun. O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, in the light of thy countenance, be'or panika, in the light of thy face. Yahuwah be'or panika yehalekun. And when they are about to go back in, they cannot tell where to go because the radiance from above, and they stand in the firmament and tarry before entering. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu scatters torches, arrows, and spears of light before them, and toward the place where he scatters light, they go. As is said in Habakkuk 3:11, the sun and moon stand still in their habitation. Toward the light of thine arrows they go, toward the shining of thy glittering spear. Shemesh yareach amada zivulah le'or chitzeka yehaleku le'nogaha b'raka chniteka le'nogaha b'raka chniteka. The sun and moon stand still in their habit. Shemesh yareach amada zivulah. At the light of thine arrows as they go, leor chitzeka yehaleku. At the shining of thy glittering spear, le no gaha bi raka khniteka. Rav Lewi Levi said, each day Ha Shemesh, the sun, and Ha Yareach, the moon, are called to stand examination lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy, the Isle One. Blessed be He. Why? Because the sun and the moon, Ha Shemesh Weha Yareach, are ashamed to go forth, for, say they, quote, mortals bow down to us, to I and I. And so anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does Elohim then do? He sends arrows of light before them, as is said even in Zephaniah 3 and 5. At the light of thine arrows they go, and so reluctantly they go forth, as is said. Each morning doth he give down his judgment, and light faileth not. But the unrighteous knoweth no shame. Leora chitzeka yehaleku. At the light of thine arrows, yehaleku, they go. Zephaniah 3 and 5 reads, Yahuwah tzadika bikirbaha. Jehovah, who is righteous, is in the midst of Ha. Yahuwah tzadika bikirbaha. Loa ya'iseh avla. He will not do unrighteousness. He will do no unrighteousness. Loa ya'iseh avla. Every morning doth he bring his right to light. Babokera, Misha patoa itena, la or loa neidar. It faileth not, but the unrighteous knoweth no shame. With loa yodea, aval boshet. It faileth not, but the unrighteous knoweth no shame. Willo yodea avala boshet. What can light faileth not mean? The light of the sun and the moon fail not. And the phrase thus parallels the words that we have in Yeshaya, Isaiah 40:26. Not one deer fail. In the verse, El Elohim, God calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, so strong is he in power. Not one deer fail. And what does but the unrighteous knoweth no shame mean? It means that the unrighteous do not become wise, and therefore they know no shame. The idols that they worship are smitten, and still they feel no shame. Rav Hanina, in the name of Rav Abayu, the coursing of the sun is its praising him, for it is said, even in Malachi 1:11, from the rising of the sun, even to the going down of the same, my name is great among the nations. Tia mi mizrach shemesh we adam bo. Gadola shmi bagoyim. For from the rising of the sun, ki yami mizarach shemesh, even to the going down of the same, we adam bo'o. My name is great, gadol shmi, among the nations, bagoyim. Ki yami mizarach shemesh we adam bo'o. Gadol shmi ba goyi. Rav Huna taught that Yehoshua, Joshua, had the coursing of the sun in mind when he said in Yehoshua, Joshua 10 and 12, sun, stand thou still in Gibeon, as if to command, quote, be thou still, while I rise up and sing the praise of God, the praise of Elohim, the true good, the true God. The sun, who is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. Wuhu akur chatana yotzeya meya chupato, who is as a bridegroom. Wuhu akur chatan, coming out of his chamber. Yotzeya meya chupato, like a bridegroom, like a chatan. As a bridegroom, like a bridegroom entering the bridal chamber clean and coming out of it defiled. So Hashemesh, the sun, is clean upon its entering the world and defiled on its coming out. Lest it might be supposed that Hashemesh, the sun, goes forth as to forced labor, the verse it ends, Hashemesh, the sun, rejoiceth as a strong man to run his course. Yasisa k'gibor larutza orach, and teaches that Hashemesh, the sun alone, all one of all the spheres, makes a course for itself. Another comment, like a bridegroom who is strong entering the bridal chamber and weak coming out, so Hashemesh, the sun, is strong entering upon its course, but because of men's sins, men's ukeries, is weak coming out. Mikse Hashemayim Motzao Uatek Uafato Alak Itzotam Wehena Nisetara Meyachamato. His going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit to the ends of it, and there is nothing, no thing hid from the heat thereof. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Yod 8, Hebraically the 7th verse, Psalm 19, verse 7. On the first day of the summer solstice, there is no shade under the sun for any creature. And his circuit to the ends of it, and his circuit, the rabbis, the Rebbeinot say, Gehenna will exist in the age to come. in the eight labo, in the age to come. For it is said in Yeshaya Ishiyahu, Isaiah, Esaias 31:9, the Lord whose fire is in Zion and his furnace in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, Yahweh, whose fire is in Zion and his furnace in Yerushalayim. But both Rav Yanai and Rav Simeon ben Lachish, they say, though Gehenna will not exist in the Aita Labo, in the age to come, the sun will consume them that do evil, as it is said in Malachi 3:19, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all that do evil shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall consume them. Ki hine hayom ba bo era katanur, for behold, the day cometh. Ki hine hayom ba, it burneth as a furnace, bo era katanur. And all the proud and all that work wickedness, ratchetness, shall be stubble. Wehayu wakala zedim, wakala osea rishta kash. And the day that cometh shall set them ablaze. Wehlihata otama hayoma haba. Amar Yahuwah Tzebaot, saith Jehovah of hosts, Asher lo ya'ezova lahem ha'shoresha we'anaf, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed mercy to all the creatures of the world in that he did not set the sun in the first firmament. For had he set it in the first firmament, there would have been no shade under Hashemesh, under the sun, for any creature. As is said, there is no thing, nothing hid from the heat thereof, with ein nisitar me chamato. There is nothing hid, with ein nisitar from the heat thereof, me chamato. But of him who occupies himself with Torah, John's direction, instruction, the teaching of his majesty, what does scripture go on to say in today's daily psalm? Mizmor Yotet, Yotet, Psalm 19, Hebraically, the 8th verse, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. Torati Yoah, Timima Mishivat Nafesh. The Torah of Jehovah is perfect. Torat Yahuwah, Timima, restoring the soul. Mishivat Nafesh. So, again, scripture says in Eob, in Job, in Job 34, verse 22, for his eyes are upon the ways of a man. There is no darkness nor shadow of death, of mavet of mot, where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. But who will be able to hide himself in the time, the Iowa to come, in the Aita Labo, in Hagia HaZaman, in the time, the Iowa to come? The man who occupies himself with Torah, with John's direction, instruction, the teaching, with Torah. For the verse in Malachi 3:22, remember y'all, the Torah of Moshe, my servant. Zikru Torata Moshe Abdi. Remember y'all. Zikru. Remember y'all. Zikru Torat Moshe. The Torah of Moshe Abdi. My servant. This follows upon the verse, behold, the day cometh. It burneth as a furnace. Behold, the day cometh. Ki yehine yahayom ba bo'er katanur. Thus, like this scripture says also, the law of Yahweh, of Jehovah, is perfect, restoring the soul. Torat Yahuwah Temima Mishibat Nafesh. That is, at the resurrection of the dead, Ha Torah, the Torah will stand up for a man for the restoring of his life, as is said in Ruth 4:15. It shall be to the eye, a restorer of life,